I don't know how long that dinghy floated around with me lying in it. All I can remember is the sound of the water slapping against the side. Then I heard the engine sound getting closer. That was when I realized I was still alive.
Hello and welcome, one and all, to this exceptionally special holiday Christmas episode of the Jack and Mike Costello Show. And what a show we have in store. Such a show. It's going to be kind of exciting for everyone, including myself. So, you know, that's a good thing. That's always a plus. And that's that, yeah. So much, though. So much happening. And, well. And then there's also the whole, special surprises. Like to keep the surprises for later. You can't unveil those right away. If you unveil those in the beginning, it sort of ruins the surprise. Hence the blah blah blah. And you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christmas holiday specials and how special it is to be you know, celebrating the whole damn thing, you know, because when it comes down to it, well, I don't know what it comes down to. It's a time for everyone to take the year off. People get bored, people get tired, they're like, look, I've done nothing that I've wanted for 12 and a half months. Just give me 2 months or 2 weeks off. Well, I guess it'd be 11 and a half months. Give me half a week off. And, that's kind of how it is for some people. Some people have to work. A lot of people have to work. Most people have to work. You get a little slack, though. So, to some people, Homeland Security can't get slack because this is a prime time to be doing Homeland Security stuff. So, you know, that's always something that kind of ruins Christmas for people. And, yeah. Speaking of ruining Christmas, we've got such a great show coming up. I was going to do, like, a lot of shows. I was going to try to really update my output. Or output my outdate. I forget what I was trying to do. I was trying to make more shows. I wanted to do like 3 a week. Had it all set to go. But, you know. It's rough when you're doing it all alone. And, you got no assistance. That can get in the way sometimes. Sometimes it can, well, you know, much needed time that could be saved is lost. Lost to the wind. And that's how it goes. But not to worry. We got a lot more, you know, everything's going to keep on going. Just saying, it's rough. I need you guys to meet me halfway. I'm not out here doing this for my own selfish reasons. Despite what a lot of people will tell you. No, I'm here for... I don't know what I'm here for. Not for that, though. I can just tell. And, quite frankly, that's enough for me. So... let's take a short break and get back to the big holiday Christmas special episode thing we're doing. At least we're telling people we're doing it.
What made you sort of make that kind of... You kind of do it somewhat, but it's... Moral.
So out there.
Moral.
First of all, we are talking about eugenics. Now, most people are familiar with Nazi eugenics. This was Hitler's idea for a master race. But very few people are aware that the idea originated not in Nazi Germany, but in the United States 2 to 3 years before Hitler, 2 to 3 decades before Hitler came to power, as American eugenicists went on a campaign to create a white master Nordic race, blonde and blue-eyed. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the idea of eugenics. Eugenics itself started in Victorian England. There was a scientist, his name was Francis Galton, the cousin of Darwin, Charles Darwin. And this guy, Galton, had these ideas that if talented, skilled, and wealthy people married other talented, skilled, and wealthy people, they would have talented, skilled, and wealthy children.
And when that happens, I try to get home to Independence. So look, just as quickly as ever I believe it's the isolation in that office.
Me for you.
Hold on a minute.
Isolation
in that office.
That makes me feel that I've lost all touch with people. I have no idea what they're thinking. I don't know what their needs are. I don't know what they want. And I try to get home and kind of let my hair down, put my feet up.
Do a little quarrel
thinking, that's all. Sort of, well, I suppose, just pull things down to their proper size. Of course, when I do get home, very often I do a lot less pulling than I do pushing this blamed lawnmower.
I know this is bizarre. What made you sort of make that kind of... You kind of doing something that is so out of turn to. I mean, the artist I mentioned to you earlier, Kieran Gunn,
Right.
10 years till what? 10 years until things really start to spiral.
That's it.
Shotgun Mike Castell. And you, of course, are listening to the Shotgun Mike Castell Show. The special, some would say, overhyped holiday episode. I wouldn't say overhyped. I come from the don't believe the hype school, so there's no such thing as overhyping. I just don't believe it. If you hyped it twice as much, I still wouldn't believe it. So there's just no point. I'd almost underhype it. You'll save yourself some energy, and you'll get the same result. That's just my experience. There are probably a lot of people out there that would disagree. That's not uncommon. I welcome varying thoughts on things. Gives you perspective. And that's what we're all about right now on the Shotgun Castello Show. Perspective. And getting yours.
Nobody's gonna correct me. So, you'll be fine. It actually gets better.
I got these black eyed peas going, you know, with a little belt up in there, you know, and season it down right, you know, black pepper and all this stuff. I got these different stuff, you know. And I got this pan of rice aroni cooking, see, I've got this 3 or 4 slabs of butter. The bottom of this pan is just melted, and I throw this rice aroni and it's brown over, you know. And boom, throw all this stuff in, and I take 1 tomato, you know, after the rice steams up inside, you know. I put the water in, put the little herbs and all this stuff, this beef rice and all these things. And after it comes up, I take a tomato on top of the rice, stir it up, and then let it steam a little bit, and I take the tomato, slice it all up, put the slices all over the top of the rice, put the lid back on it, you know, and let it sit there, you know, a little while of that juice from the tomato slipping down to the rice. Tall, cold glass, you know, you see? And when that cornbread is hot, rice is on it's hot, you know, everything's cooking. What I do, I take the meat out of the pan, and I just put 4 or 5 tablespoons of flour in the bottom of the pan. Equate it with the amount of grease, you know, and the juice that seeps out of the meat, you know, into there. It's just kind of cooked too, you know. And let the flour brown, and then that's when I go to my thing, you know. I get the half a bottle of steak sauce, you know, and dump it in there. Some hot sauce, and dump it in there. Peppers out of the jar and dump it in there. A little more seasoning sauce, salt it down, taste it, you know, taste it.
Resulting, compounding, overall risk, and risk is cascading across sectors and regions. Then it says, some responses to climate change result in new impacts and risks.
Ultimately, the impacts we're talking about are determined by not just the climate, but how ecosystems, how the natural world responds to the climate change, and then how the human world responds to the climate change and the change in the natural world. And because we're talking about three very, very complex systems all affecting each other, ultimately, we just don't have a fucking clue how catastrophic it is. We just don't know. We know it's going to be
I had one meal and it was Doritos.
Yeah, there's some 7'4" people now, and back in the day we were naturally meant to be a little bit smaller. So again, I'm 5'7". If I met someone who was 7'4", I'd shit my pants. You know? I'm pretty like, man, you're a tall fucking dude. Especially if I was around, let's say, 15,000 years ago, or whatever, you know?
Never stand on tragedy. What was that, that
Macrolex, 10 tiny truffles, they were on the globe of a sedentary.
Or a total of 69 available champions. Of course, single sideband units are more complex and therefore more costly. Before buying a unit, decide carefully which will satisfy you.
Size up the fare with each product. I am McGregor, man, my customs, my brand, man, my customs, my old man.
No matter how expensive or elaborate your transceiver, without a good antenna, your efforts are wasted.
But that is an active choice you can make as an adult. There are no rules, just right. It's Outback Steakhouse 24/7 if you're an adult.
Got you. never share your five things with anyone. Number one, the secret of your success. If you tell someone the secret to your success, people will try to do the same. But if they fail, they will accuse you of not telling them the truth. So never tell anyone the secret of your success. Number two, don't share your problems with anyone. Sharing our problems makes us feel lighter and less burdened, but instead of solving the problem, it increases it. In fact, 70% of people are happy to hear about your problems and 10% really care. So think twice before telling someone your problems. Number three, don't share your dreams with anyone. If you have already set your goals and dreams in life, it is best to keep them to yourself. Because sharing them can affect your point of view and your purpose, and you can get caught up in it. Always remember that we cannot get the same advice or opinion from others because every person has a different point of view. Number four, do not share with anyone how much you earn. Your income is definitely something that others should not be aware of. Number five, don't share your family problems with anyone. There is no family that does not have problems. Some have big problems and some have small ones, but sharing with strangers will never solve those problems. You should talk to your family members about these problems. Sharing these issues with others only aggravates the problem.
Well, folks, what can I say? I think it's given us a lot to think about, all of this. I know it has me. And, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm all for thinking. Examining, looking at not only, you know, the podcast around me, but the podcast within me. So yeah, that's about all. Gonna do this episode, get this one up, just in time for Christmas episodes. My goal is for people to get toys or something that they can listen to podcasts on. And then I cash in on that because they're listening to this one. So hopefully a lot of you listening right now are people who just got a brand new podcast device of some sort. I don't even know how people listen to podcasts. Your phone. I mean, I know that's the obvious one. These have iPods, and that had pod in the name, and now they don't exist. Well, they stopped making them. But either way, what's up with that? So now we have podcasting. They could call it digital broadcasting. Who knows? Either way, I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Kwanzaa. Don't forget, that's from 26th to the 1st of January. And don't forget to tune in to next episode. It's going to be an all special recap music episode. This is Shaka Mike Costello, and I'll see all you groovy cats next time.